Tributes have been paid to the retired primate of all Ireland, Cardinal Cathal Daly, who died on New Year's Eve after a short illness. Cardinal Daly, who was 92, was a leading figure in promoting peace and reconciliation in Ireland. We spoke with the present primate of all Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady, about his memories of his predecessor.
Well, I remember him for many things. I suppose over the last 15 years, I remember him as a great friend and wise mentor and holy man, a man of faith, first of all, and deep prayer. But I remember him going away back to the 1960s when I was a student in Rome at the Irish College. He was present at the Vatican Council as a theological advisor to Cardinal Conway. And I remember him as an affable, gentle, quiet, but very studious and kind person. He was very committed to the implementation of the reforms and the renewal envisaged in the Council, especially in such matters as liturgy, renewal of religious life, the vocation of the lay faithful, catechetics. He was chair of our Commission on Catechetics, social doctrine of the Church, and especially unity among Christians. Then, of course, in 1982, he became bishop of his native diocese, Down in Connaught, which is Belfast, at a very critical, troubled time in Irish history. Now, for long he had been advocating peace and charting the course for peace. And even way back in 1972, while he was bishop of the other place, he said, "There is no reason why we cannot shape an Irish Ireland large enough in mind and spirit to encompass all its diverse religious, cultural and political traditions in creative tension rather than in mutual destructive discord. An Ireland that is deeply Christian, which remembers that the greatest of all Christian things is love." And that was the foundation of his philosophy of peace, I suppose, because he was quite clear that any lasting peace could only be built on justice and on mutual respect and understanding of the traditions and wishes of others. And he was also very firm and courageous, of course, in his absolute rejection of physical force as a means of achieving political aims.